Welcome to AI and Marketing.
The news selection is curated by me, Stan Bertolut, and the episode production is automated and read by AI.
Today is Sunday, April 14th. Here is what we are covering. In a fascinating turn of events, the artificial intelligence AI bubble, once inflated with unchecked optimism and grand visions, is drastically losing air. Pioneers of technology, like John Naughton, are now warning of an AI winter, a period of reduced funding and interest in AI research, primarily caused by overinflated expectations and inevitable disappointment. The brewing AI disillusionment is a profound lesson for us all as it posits the flip side of promising technological advancement. We must develop realistic expectations and consider the potential disappointments and setbacks. A new AI system named Tyke, developed by researchers from MIT, the Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard, and Massachusetts General Hospital, enables more clinical certainty by highlighting different areas in medical images, offering multiple possible segmentations. Unlike a typical AI model that offers one answer and needs retraining to handle new tasks, Tyke does away with retraining, allows users to dictate the number of outputs it should present, and is ready for immediate use, irrespective of the scenario. The AI tool is predicted to improve diagnoses and biomedical research, revealing essential information that other tools may overlook. In a bold move, Vana is facilitating a platform for Reddit users to rent out their data to help train AI systems. This innovative venture aims to compensate users for their data contribution, which will be used to improve AI algorithms. As the realm of machine learning continues to grow, strides like these by Vana are helping bring the power and benefits of data sharing back into the hands of each individual user. H2O Therapeutics, a Chicago-based health tech company, has secured an FDA medical device listing for its innovative Apple Watch feature to assist individuals living with Parkinson's. This groundbreaking feature is conceived to track and measure motor symptoms, leveraging accelerometer and gyroscope technology present in the Apple Watch. This listing permits the firm to market the feature as a medical device, potentially revolutionizing the way Parkinson's symptoms are managed. According to the company, Elon Musk's AI project, Grok 1.5 Volts, is now capable of understanding images from diagrams and charts to screenshots and photographs. Grok 1.5V is expected to make advancements in image, audio, and video understanding, and is part of the company's ambitious goal to build an AGI that can make sense of the universe. Despite its potential, Grok faces challenges from underwhelming initial reception and concerns over misinformation, showcasing the complexity of integrating AI into real-world platforms. In a startling revelation, it has emerged that government agencies may be using legitimate ad-serving platforms not only to track, but to infect devices with spyware potentially. This serves as ample reason to consider using ad blockers, tools designed to prevent ads from showing on your browser, which can double up as a significant line of defense against intrusive government tracking methods. Stepping up cybersecurity is crucial in this age of intensive digital tracking, and ad blockers might just be your first step towards it. In a recent development, businesses are learning how to master the process of acquiring customer reviews. Understanding the two key elements, identification process, where customer satisfaction is determined, and the asking process, where customers are solicited for their feedback, is crucial. This effectively allows businesses to improve their reputation and ensure product quality, proving yet again the importance of customer voices in the thriving business world. Have a fantastic Sunday.
I hope you've enjoyed this episode of AI in Marketing. If you want to learn more about these stories, check out the episode's note. If you want to learn about the many usage of podcast automation, or if you too want to produce your own AI-generated short-form podcast, contact us at nitromarketing.com. That's nitromarketing.com. And be sure to subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. See you tomorrow for more AI marketing and tech news.